Starting off at my number 5 is River Ruckus making some big changes for 2024. This was my first solo story since starting at Carol Broadcasting. The 2-day country music event has been held in Guthrie Center for the past 15 years, but event organizer Grant Sheeter says moving the festival to Altoona at Adventureland Resort was a more accessible and centralized location for fans. It had increased lodging options, improved amenities for camping, and offered tickets to Adventureland Park, which was included to celebrate the theme park's 50th celebration. Now known as Just Ruckus, the concert will continue to take place in Altoona, and artists scheduled for 2025 will be announced in the next few months. Next in my favorite stories was CCSD Board of Education awards Merritt Construction as bid for the transportation facility project. This was the first controversial story that I followed from the very beginning all the way until the end. Board members accepted the schematic design proposed by DLR Group back in March for a 13,500 square foot facility with additional space for offices, conference rooms, maintenance bay, and an automatic wash bay, which was estimated to cost the district just over $5 million. The design also included cold storage for 40 school buses, bringing the total to just shy of $15 million. Members of the community voiced their concerns of the high price tag at numerous public meetings before board members approved of the base bid and Merritt Construction being awarded the contract to build the facility at $4.9 million. Dirt work has already started and the completion date is expected to be in October of 2025. Number 3 in my next for the top stories is Union Pacific's Big Boy 4014 makes a stop at the Carroll Depot. Carroll was one of the stops for the 132-foot, 1.2-million-pound steam engine on its Heartland of America tour. This is the second visit that the engine came in the listening area, the first being back in 2019 during the 150th anniversary of the Transcontinental Railroad construction. Hundreds of individuals from near and far, some traveling over 3 hours, came to view this large steam engine. At the stop prior to Carroll in Denison, a former late-night talk show host Jay Leno was also reported to get off of the train. My second favorite story was in close competition with my number one. Number 2 is Bailey Lux visited her 2 favorite basketball stars for her Make-A-Wish. Lux was a 14-year-old warrior battling MPNST sarcoma for 2 years. In May of 2024, Lux was taken off her chemo medication, but was enjoying the last few months of her life spending it with family and was able to travel to Las Vegas to watch former Hawkeye basketball players Caitlin Clark and Kate Martin play against each other at the Las Vegas Aces and Indiana Fever game. Getting to talk with Bailey, hearing her excitement, and watch her strength and positivity during the tough time was emotional, and this story will always have an impact on my life. Bailey passed away in August and was reunited with her mother, Renee, who passed away at the beginning of 2024 from cancer as well. And then my top story for 2024. So the story that made the charts was the Hospice of the Midwest team teamed up with local business to grant patient his last wish. It was back in April. I was invited to go witness Dan Rodman and his family test out a variety of different guns, including a 50 caliber rifle. Rodman was a fan of the outdoors and he grew up hunting and shooting targets and wanted to enjoy the activity again. So his hospice team worked with Wendell's Weapon and Indoor Range to set up an afternoon of target shooting with his family. Rodman did pass away in August at the age of 74. And those have been my top stories for 2024. This was my first year at Carroll Broadcasting, so it was super exciting to go back and to look at the growth that I have made over the year and to see the stories that I wrote this year.